So how did you become involved with Mute Records?
Well, we met Daniel at the Bridge House and we supported Fred Gadget. Yeah, it was just interesting to see us as still on a single with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was how we first became involved.
That's Dan Miller, isn't it?
Yeah, Dan Miller, yeah.
If the LP is a success, do you see yourselves moving on to a major label? Are you going to stay with Mute?
No, well, if the album's a success, no reason why we shouldn't do it, really. So we'll earn more money on Mute. We'll earn more money on Mute, that's it, really.
Yeah. Have you finished recording it yet?
No. Yeah, we're still doing it. It's released October the 19th.
What do you think of other electronic bands, you know, such as Ultravox or Human League?
Alright.
Yeah, alright.
Nothing stronger than that.
Not really. Not that bad in playing.
Well, who do you really like then?
Electronic bands?
All sorts of music.
Well, any sort of music, who do you really like?
We've all got different tastes. Well, we've all got different tastes. I like Sparks, my favourite group.
Yeah. What about you?
So, I've got no real sort of favourite group. But one solo artist I listen to most is David Bowie, really.
Oh, yeah. Are you happy with the way you appeared on Top of the Pops and Razzmatazz?
The first time I took the box wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Feeling a bit nervous.
When was that?
When?
Yeah.
That was quite a while back. Yeah, trying to die. What do you want? we looked a bit nervous. We didn't put much into it.
Yeah.
But the other two times were alright, really. Came across better.
Do you plan to do any more under 18 gigs, something like Bryson?
Yeah, we've got a few lined up. So we're touring in October.
Yeah.
When? Yeah, we did after the which one did you say? Brighton.
Brighton one, yeah.
Yeah, we did another three up north after that. And we've got a few more coming up. We're touring England in October. About 12 dates. Don't know actually. Are we playing Portsmouth though? It's about 12-16 dates, something like that. And we're playing a few sort of early evening shows for under 18s.
What do you think about, you know, benefit gigs for political groups like C&D or Rock Against Racism?
I don't really agree with them. No. I don't say I don't agree with them, you know, it raises money for them. But the people who go along, I don't think they really go along because of that, they just go on to the group, so I don't think it makes them think any deeper about the reason for the concert or anything. They just got to see the group, so but then again, it raises money for them, so it raises money for the organisation, so that's the only good part about it.
You got any tours planned to promote the album? Sorry, you've got the tour, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's a small tour, it's not really a big tour. We've gone to Europe for 4 dates in Europe.
Okay. Do you know what they're going to be?
Paris,
Hamburg, Amsterdam.
Brussels. Well, out of questions now. Have you got anything you want to finish off with? Anything you want to say?
Really?
Oh. Two pal glasses.
We're not really good at doing interviews. Not really.
Not really.
What do you want to say?
That's a good question.
I'm not going to say.
Was you surprised at success in your life?
Yeah, it was, I think. After it sort of was about number 40, you expect it to go up. If it didn't go up, you'd be disappointed.
I'm really surprised at the length of time it stayed in the charts.
Yeah.
It's been there only 12 weeks now, isn't it? So 12 weeks.
I told Pop to use a Casio D'Alto, but you didn't actually play.
No.
It's not good.
Mark was thinking this one.
We had a Space Invader as well at the time, didn't we? Yeah. So we didn't have three Casios, so two of us said Casios, and everyone had a Space Invader machine, didn't know it was.
Yeah. Okay, sweat all in, is that what you're
Yeah.